Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise, the weekly show that one or two people listen to and enjoy our little chats about the game. With me, as always, is Steve Baker.
Hello, Jonathan.
And Wayne Mitchell. How are you, boys?
Good evening. Hello. Excellent. Thank you, John.
Good.
Do you know what? I genuinely missed this during our break. Let's not do that again.
No, it's a shame when the Premier League games come in midweek. It makes it rather difficult for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if we should write a strongly worded letter to the Premier League telling them that they're disrupting our podcast recording schedule.
I almost fell off my chair when I heard about the winter break. I mean, what would we do during a winter break? We all, you know, we miss a weekend and we're gutted. Winter break,
happen,
my ass.
Never going to happen.
Can we start with a head-to-head?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, we've got 2 weeks to review, haven't we? So we're into week 26 now, but let's quickly recap how we all fared and what the main talking points were of game week 25.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get on, fellas?
I had 70 points.
Yeah.
Do
I win?
Is that good?
Yeah, did I win.
Did I?
How?
Get in. Back of the net.
Yes, you did. I'd like to know your game week rank for 70 points, Mitch. That's bloody good.
Yeah, I don't know what my game week rank is. Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah.
You carry on talking about it and we'll tell you your game week rank. How about that?
Oh, yeah, you do that. Yeah, yeah. You're much quicker than me using the Tinterweb. Let me tell you about it. So, top scorer for me, De Bruyne. I captained him.
Nice.
I had Salah for a few weeks. Yeah, so 14 points doubled up to 28 for me.
Lovely.
That was the same week that Bournemouth beat Chelsea 3-0 away.
Chelsea.
I had Begovic in goal and Daniels in defence.
Bloody lovely.
Which, on the face of it, if we're being critical, was a ludicrous decision.
I didn't have much choice, really. They were in my team. Unless I was going to... Well, my alternative was to put the West Brom goalkeeper in. And I can't remember who they were playing that week. Again, maybe you can tell me that. But it would have been an equally ludicrous decision.
They were away at City.
John, there you go.
Yes.
John, you daren't criticise the man who finished 215,000th that game week.
Compared to my 3.6 millionth game week rank. No, I don't.
I think that was my best game week finish, actually.
I've got your history in front of me. You have got a 73 and a 78 earlier in the season.
Just one of those weeks where you get lucky and everything falls into place nicely. Well done, mate.
Luck? I'm not so sure, but okay.
I'm saying well done. I'm saying what I really mean is you spawny bastard.
What did you get, John?
42. Princely sum of 42.
Who failed
before
you?
Before we go on to my side, can we just quickly get Baker's and then I'll tell you a bit more about mine.
45, nothing to report. Game week 24 and 25 were two dreadful game weeks. I almost said to you both, do you know what? Go and find yourself a new presenter. Fuck this shit.
Shit.
So could I just put a marker in here, please, chaps? Just so our intern that we're going to hire in the future.
Yes.
When you're listening to this in the future, intern, we've just told you where the game week winner was, so make sure you record that, please.
Yes.
There you go.
And where should the applications for our intern be sent to, be emailed to, lads?
FantasyFootballNoise@gmail.com.
Very good. And where can they find us on Twitter, Mitch?
at fantasy_noise if they wish to send them publicly via Twitter, or they can direct message us through Twitter as well. But do follow us.
And a mandatory part of the application for our Fantasy Football Noise intern is that you give us a 5-star ratings on iTunes if you like the show.
Great point.
It feels a bit early for all that plugging, gents, if I'm honest.
Fuck it. You could, in the edit, this will come at minute 58. No, Jake?
That's right, exactly.
So yes. 70 points for Mitchell. He wins it. What did you do in game week 25, John?
I played my wild card, gents.
Ooh, with a 42-point return?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Oh, God, what went wrong?
Not a lot went right, to be honest.
It was a tough game week, to be fair.
It was a tough game week. I decided to rip up the template. I thought, I'm simply not going to catch the likes of you. I'm not going to make up any ground with the team I had. It was so similar to yours and many people above me. And I thought, I'm going to go, just going to have to go a bit more left field, take some risks. So I kept Alonso, Salah and Wilson. And I'd just brought in Mahrez the week before. So those are the only ones I kept. And I brought in Schmeichel because he'd been flying 1 point. Monreal because he looked really good.
He's a
couple of games before that. He did get eight. He did get me 8 points in week 25, but now injured, and of course not so good since then. Jones, who'd been doing really well, minus own goal, minus two. Lovely own goal, by the way, wasn't it?
It was a cracker.
I took a risk on the young lad Bauer from Stoke.
That really is a risk.
Has an attacking threat. Also, Shaqiri from Stoke. He's been looking good.
Shaqiri.
So he scored for me this week, but not that first week. Goodmanson. And I brought in Hazard.
Who did Goodmanson play for?
Burnley.
Mm.
And I swapped out Kane for Aguero. I thought, I just too many people own Kane.
I'm no expert, but as a general rule, when I'm playing a wild card, I tend not to use it to bring in two Stoke players. Just FYI.
I wonder, out of the 5.5 million players there are in the world, how many have brought in two Stoke players with a wild card?
Zero.
I don't think you can count it on more than two hands.
Well, since I did that, Shaqiri scored for me and Bauer's got an assist, so...
Very nice. So up yours, Baco.
Yeah, the fixtures are reasonably favourable for them, so that was the thinking. Of course, I put Callum Wilson on my bench. They were away to Chelsea. 12 points.
Yeah, no one saw that coming, to be fair.
Yeah.
For a side that's probably going to be relegated, Stoke, is any fixture a favourable fixture for them?
That's not how the FDR ratings work, Mitch.
To be fair, they were at home to Watford, who, as we all know, were in...
free fall!
Of course they were.
Until last night, wankers.
And they got a clean sheet. They got a new manager. And the second fixture was away at Bournemouth. So, you know, new manager bounced back. That was the thinking. Anyway, so it hasn't worked out too well so far. But what I have got is a completely different side to most other people. So...
handy.
All I need now is for all the star players to stop scoring and I will be fucking laughing.
Bauer and Goodmanson, you'll be the envy of the whole FPL.
Yep.
Okay, so after game week 25, we go to 10-6-9 in the head-to-head.
Yes.
And then game week...
So moving on to 26?
26, yeah, let's move on to 26. How about that Liverpool-Spurs game, Jay?
Oh, mate. That's the two successive games that I've watched Liverpool play. Absolute belting games.
Cracking game of football, was it? Was the Man City game you watched before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely wonderful.
Did you enjoy that Spurs supporting linesman, John, doing that mini fist pump when the penalty was awarded?
It was a roller coaster of emotions that last 10 minutes, wasn't it? I thought, I thought we'd lost it. I thought we'd won it. I still don't quite understand. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I misunderstand the rules or something, but I can't see for the life of me how they thought Kane was onside.
Yeah, he's definitely offside.
If Lovren had touched it. But that's what they said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was all a bit muffled and you couldn't quite follow exactly what they were saying, but it seemed like they were saying to me, if Lovren's touched it, Kane's onside. But He's fucking 2 yards in front of him.
And in between Lovren touching it, surely Kane was already offside.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't get it.
Absolutely lost. Absolutely lost. It feels like a bit of an injustice, to be honest. It really does. But take nothing away from Wanyama. That goal was absolutely wonderful. That will be...
He put his laces through that, didn't he?
Yeah, it stayed hit, didn't it?
And it lovely curved the wrong way as well.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, absolutely. But it shouldn't have come to him. Why did Karius punch it?
I know. Why not catch it, mate?
Just I think he could have caught it. And if you're going to punch it, make sure it goes further than that.
Now, John, I've seen you play.
But what about Salah's goal?
Oh, yeah. Messi.
Come on. That was Messi-esque, wasn't it? That was just sensational.
It was sensational. Although, he gets better every week.
He does. Although I am critical of Lloris for that.
Maybe. Went down
too
early.
What should a goalie do? What should a goalie do in that situation? Rush, you stand up and make yourself big.
Yeah.
He did the opposite of that. He basically crumpled into a heap at Salah's feet. I don't know how he managed to get the little chip away, but he did. But anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I've seen you play in nets a few times.
Thank you.
And you're not great, to be fair.
Next level.
And I think you could have caught that one that Carrier should have caught.
I am quite tall. I've got some long arms.
You've got some long levers.
Yeah, he could have put them to good use. Yeah.
That is a position in the Liverpool side that's definitely needing attention, isn't it? I'm surprised attention hasn't been paid already.
Why is it not addressed in January? Why didn't they have something lined up, frankly, for January the 1st? See, the thing is, both him and Mignolet are quite good shot stoppers.
Mm.
I've seen them save penalties. I've seen them do really good things. But in terms of dominating the box, you know, we talked about Fabianski in our last episode.
Yeah.
How he was just so in command of his box, made really good decisions, absolutely dominant.
A goalkeeper's got to be a bully in the box.
They are.
Your forwards have got to be scared to come near you.
They just put the fear of God in you. That they're just gonna. They just got. Oh, they're gonna make a rick. Awful.
And how about Brighton?
Yeah.
Played well against the Hammers, didn't they?
They did.
I had fucking dunk, so I was looking for a clean sheet. Mm. Bastard Hernandez, Chicharito.
I see David Moyes is coming in for a lot of shit again, but it was obvious he was going to feel Arnautovic and Lanzini missing.
Exactly. Those two, and you're busted. Their defence isn't that great.
And he's not been given a war chest, has he, to bolster the squad, so... Yeah,
bizarre. And two wins in a week for the Cherries. Beat Stoke.
What is a war chest? Where does that phrase come from? Whenever you hear them roll it out in the tabloids, a war chest. What?
That's fairly basic, isn't it?
Go on.
In the days of when you actually would have to fund your soldiers to go to war, you'd literally have a chest full of gold coins, and that's how you'd pay them.
Ah, okay.
Come on.
Thanks very much.
I don't know any history, John.
Let's put us back in our box.
Thank you. What were you saying? Oh, Cherries, before you said.
Cherries, two wins in a week.
Oh, sensational.
Rocketing up the table.
Absolutely unreal.
And in the opposite sense, Chelsea having two abject defeats in the space of a week, one of them to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Conceded seven goals in a week.
Now, I've got to be honest, I didn't see the sending off in the Watford game. Was it soft?
I didn't see it either.
Mitchell?
We were doing the draft, that's why we didn't. None of us saw it.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, yeah, it was soft.
Is that true?
No, I didn't see it.
But I bet it was, so, yeah.
I bet it was, therefore it was.
So not only have Watford won, but they've got 3-goal boost to their goal difference, gutted.
From a Swansea fan.
I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I thought they were in free fall.
So now the new man, Gracia, is in. Do you think they're going to escape?
I think they might.
Because you had him nailed on, didn't you?
Delphaloo's good, isn't he?
Delphaloo. Yes, I just brought him straight into my draft team.
Yeah.
Not sure that's how you pronounce it, but we'll go with it.
How do you pronounce it, mate?
consult Mark Masters for the correct...
Delafoya.
Delafoya.
It sounds like a cake.
It's certainly not Delphaloo.
It looks like
That's about as good as your pronunciation of... Kolasinac. How did you pronounce that?
I don't know, but I can say Kolasinac now.
Kolasinac. Where's the I?
I brought Rakitic into my Champions League draft last night. I thought I might have some fun with that.
Excellent. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though.
So excited.
Peko, is that... What can I hear in the background? Is that some... Can I hear some sort of saxophone in the background?
No.
You sure? Isn't your daughter having some lessons?
You may have heard some excerpts of the theme tune to Poirot.
I wasn't able to identify what song it was, but I could hear some saxophone-based noise.
To be fair, I did ask her to not play whilst we were recording, but she is studying for a music exam, so she may disobey me.
Mm. Does she take requests?
I think she could. Do you want some backing music to the show this week?
I've got one request for her.
Okay.
I think I know what it is. Is it? What is it? Shut the fuck up.
Do you know Shut the Fuck Up? Is that fair to say to a 13-year-old girl?
She's 15, but it's still not fair, I don't think. Excuse me, love. Do you know Shut the Fuck Up?
Love.
Perhaps you could get her to record a theme tune for us, Baco.
Maybe, yeah.
Good idea. Good
patch
idea.
It in.
Lovely.
You do let us down on the sound quality a bit, Baco. You know, if it's not your daughter playing saxophone, it's Basil scratching at the door, waiting for you to finish recording the podcast.
Now, I won't hear about that because actually, that's worthy of talking about. Because at the end of our last episode, it was only once Baco had said cue the music that Basil scratched the door.
Literally, wasn't it? Scratched the door. I opened it up, and while we were chatting about the show that we'd just recorded, he came in. To see if that was okay.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Genius dog.
How could you do anything but commend that with astonishment, Wayne?
It was quite good, I must confess. Yeah.
Especially when you are the one who I've had to pull up many times for chinking crockery with your bracelets.
Do I need to repeat myself? Hey, they're not bracelets.
You're the repeat offender.
It's an executive watch on an executive chair.
But listen...
What?
I think it's about time I revealed my game week 26 score because it's exciting me.
Go on.
Oh, let's do it.
65 lovely points in very, very tight game week. I don't know what the average was. It must have been high 40s max.
43.
Low 40s, goodness. Mm. Yeah, Salah Skipper is the difference.
Yeah.
I suppose if you had Ramsey and Mkhitaryan, you would have been flying. But yeah, Salah captain was important, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. I went for Hazard because they were playing Watford.
Not bad, 8-pointer.
I had De Bruyne as captain, 2 points, pathetic.
Mm. Mm. Goodmanson scored for me.
Ah, he was on your bench.
Sat on my fucking bench.
10 points. Didn't he get an assist or 3 bonus?
Let's check. I haven't looked because it's an irrelevance.
They scored one goal and it must have been a bonus.
Yeah, correct. Goal scored, all 3 boni. Yeah.
I had your friend of mine, the lad Gross from Brighton, who got me 13 points as well.
You've been hanging on to him all this time because he's got a bit quiet, hasn't he, in recent times?
That's the first time I've actually brought him in since game week 2.
Really?
And he scores me 13 points.
I
looked at
nice
the FDR ratings coming up and Brighton look particularly favourable.
Do they?
Yeah. A couple of decent home fixtures in the next couple.
For anyone that hasn't listened to all of our shows, Baco and I have got a season-long bet, which I think Steve outlandishly made probably around week 4 or 5. I'm just looking at Gross's history. So about week 4 or 5 after he'd scored 2 goals and 2 assists in 2 games around week 4 or 5, Faco predicted that he would outscore KDB over the course of the season. And I, of course, jumped at the chance to take him up on a little wager.
I think we are...
Do you think he's gone some way to relighting that?
Yeah, definitely. So that 2 points up for KDB and 13 for Gross. It's the gap is closing. I did look, actually. It's 120 versus 161 at the minute.
Okay, yeah, so 40 points.
I need a
what
massive
have we got left?
Injury.
12 game weeks?
Massive injury to KDB.
You need KDB to have a leg amputated to make up that.
Or to go blind. That's what I'd like KDB to do. He'd probably still ping a 60-yard pass straight into the foot of Sterling, who would rifle it into the top corner.
So, would it be a good time to talk about how we've all become a little, I don't know, well, perhaps Baker hasn't with that big score, but I've become a little bit disillusioned with this, with the game this year. It's just become a bit boring, hence I've completely transformed my team.
And you've had three pretty bad game weeks whilst you've been chasing it, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't really like losing very much.
You're a sore loser, basically, aren't you? Mitch?
It is by far my worst ever season, which is annoying.
You've been in the $3 million for most of the season.
Yeah, but that's nothing new for me, so I'm not that bothered. The bit of the game that I enjoy is the head-to-head with each other and what's in our league. I don't take enough interest in football to be in the top 100 or the top 100,000, so I'm not too concerned. But I certainly enjoy a game week where I beat one of you two bastards. The other thing, John, I reckon that might have interrupted you this season is we've been playing draft, haven't we? And because that's a small league, which is only a few of us in it, and we've all got different players, unlike FPL, where we've got the same players. There's a differential every single week. So it's a bit more of a seesaw. It's a bit more interesting.
Your entire team is a seesaw. Well, yeah,
exactly. So, but in FPL, you know, once you're down there at the bottom, that's it. You're down there. There's no way of clawing it back because everyone else has got the best players.
And you make a good point in as much as we are completely oblivious in our little league of seven, as is everyone in their own little mini leagues, because that's all there is in draft, is your own mini league. There is no national global table. So you're completely oblivious as to the performance of anyone else. It's not relevant. So, I hadn't thought of it like that. It's self-contained and it's brilliant. Yeah.
And I enjoy, the other thing that I do enjoy as well is when you're transferring players in, it's great when you're nabbing players from under the noses of someone else. Unlike in FPL, where you can't do that, you can just sign whoever you want. Whereas, so this week, I can't remember who it was. It was Tom Henningsen in our league, wasn't it, that nabbed Aubameyang on a waiver when he came in. So
I think nearly all of us were up for him, but he was there in the waiver order because he was lower down the table, wasn't he? Sixth.
And I nabbed Laporte, the new Man City defender, as well on waivers. And it's kind of good bragging rights just to tell everyone else, ha ha ha, I got there first.
Well, in direct contrast, so I'm after a couple of ropey game weeks in 24-25, I'm now 600,000th and my target is to finish in the top 100,000. And I've been doing some, I had a long train ride today. I've been doing some extra research. I've found Fantasy Football First. I've been looking at the FDR ratings. I've been comparing.
Is that a website or an app? What is it? What's Fantasy Football First? What's that?
It's a website. And it's got a fantastic game difficulty checker, which is, nothing revolutionary, but it nicely articulates the games coming up, 27 through 38. But the other thing is the player rotation checker. So when you're considering transfers, it gives you, if you put two players, it shows you the combination of those two players from two different sides together and how they are going to look over the next few game weeks. So you can easily rotate defenders, for example, to get your combinations in your defense right. I'm talking top 1% stuff here, boys.
Yeah, you are. Well, I wish you the very best with it, mate.
You are doing very well.
That sounds like a fucking part-time job.
Honestly, I think it could be 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think with a bit of extra effort. And you, Mitch, you're a very intelligent man, and you're 3.5 millionth. It's just fucking negligence. It's negligence. That's all it is.
Ambivalence.
I tell you what it also is. So there's a site I've been looking at that's called FPLmyStats.com. I was sent by my dear friend John Davis, and it tells me that I've been profligate with points. So far I've spent 56 points this season on transfers, and that's because I just fuck about. I just think, screw it, what a shit week that was, and just bang some points on the next week. So I've wasted 56 points, which, I don't know, that's probably several hundred thousand league positions, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it would be. I've spent tons of points. How can I see what I've spent, Mitch? I can't see that on my
own. So if you go to the FPLmyStats.com page and then the drop-down menu, Team Selection.
Team Selection.
And then it's the first column, or the first box to the right, Transfer Cost.
44 points.
Transfer Cost. 32 points I've spent.
What's your captain points, boys?
260.
334.
422.
Oh, wow.
It's basically the difference between us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But here's something for you, Baker. My maximum possible points are 1397. That's less than you've actually currently got, isn't it?
Yes. I've got 1416, I think. My max points are 1620.
Ooh, my max points 1632.
Ooh.
So that means my captain choices really have cost
and
me.
Rotation and rotation frustration, Jay.
Yeah, fuck this game.
Should we talk about the new game that we've been playing?
Should we have a half-time teaser?
Half-time teaser, yeah.
Let's have a half-time teaser and then we'll come back and talk all about our new venture into the Champions League draft fantasy.
Splendido.
Mitch, have you got a little trivia to serve us up for half-time?
I have got a little bit of trivia for you. So, are you listening? Have you got a pen and paper? And listeners,
yes,
have you got a pen and paper?
I've literally got a pen in front of me.
Affirmative.
Six players named David have won the Premier League. Who are they?
Six.
Six Davids have won the Premier League. Who are they?
Is that all? Ooh. Okay.
And then just as a little additional teaser, there is an extra one as well, which is kind of, did he win it? Did he not win it? Maybe, maybe not. Slightly what? Obscure.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we shall cast light on that a little bit later in the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Before the break, we were just about to tell you that we've just started up. In fact, last night we did the draft for the Champions League version of Draft Fantasy.
And once again,
it did not disappoint, did it? So much fun.
So good. And now with added players you've never heard of in your side and watching people struggle as well.
Yeah,
especially
so
after we got
barrel.
To about round 10.
Yeah.
I think you can forget the game. My favourite part of it was that two of our Alan Partridge friends were staying in low-budget hotels in far-flung parts of the United Kingdom where the Wi-Fi was so terrible that they kept auto-picking players that weren't even playing. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Just by default. Yep. What's wrong with them? How hard is it to set it up?
Pathetic.
Clappers watching him stewing. So, yeah, we had a five-way Skype video call. And he was just literally
floundering,
apoplectic. He could not figure out why Aubameyang and did he get Coutinho as well?
Yeah,
De Griezmann.
And I particularly enjoyed our friend of the show, James Stairs, picking up Tosin from Besiktas, who's now at Everton. Ha 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 ha.
Yes, it was funny.
Who are you pleased with in your draft, boys?
Very happy to get Neymar. I thought he probably would be first to go. Either Ronaldo or Messi, I thought would. De Bruyne was first, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't expect, but no, Neymar I'll definitely take. I think he was the highest point scorer from the group stages.
I'm delighted with my squad. I've got lots of good players, no very good players and no shit players. Lots of good players. So I'm hoping for a nice all-round performance. Happy with Kane up front, Mbappe from PSG, Rakitic.
I'd say he's a very good player.
Yeah.
You've got lots of very good players, just quickly looking at your side now.
Son.
It's all about the fixtures, isn't it, really? I mean...
Well, I went really heavy in the first half of this Champions League game week because the fixtures are over 2 weeks, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Tuesday, Wednesday the following week. And I went very much on the first Tuesday, Wednesday.
You know you can't make any changes or transfers, don't you?
Only after we've did the draft.
What do you mean you can't make any transfers?
Even though it's over 2 weeks, the 2 sets of a Tuesday and a Wednesday, followed by the following Tuesday and Wednesday, that consists of one game week. That is League game week 7.
Right, got you.
Yeah, so you can make changes, but they won't take effect until everyone's played once, and then it's obviously going to be the return legs, and that will be game week 8.
I've literally got nothing to do on the second of those game weeks because I thought I could make transfers after the first half of the game week.
Why would you think you'd be able to do that, you bell end?
I know.
Hold on, so the home and the away leg are this the same side for the home and the away legs?
No. So you've got 8 ties.
Yeah.
We're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
So you've got 8 ties.
We're not in the quarterfinals.
All right, last 16,
yeah.
Yes.
Go on, explain it. I'm not getting this about the transfers. Go on.
So you've got 2 games per night.
Yeah.
So the 8 games are stretched over 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. Oh, are they? Oh, right.
Yep. And then game week 2 is the reverse fixtures.
Mitch has got this lockdown, as always.
So I've got one player from the second half of the draw. I've got a Bayern player, Tolisso. But everyone else plays next week.
Oh, well, that's fine. In a way, you've got less injury worries, I suppose, from them getting injured in their domestic games.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. What a
good
great
strategy, mate. Good strategy. Well done.
Who have you got, Mitch, that you really like in your draft?
So I'm kind of weak up front, but I think I'm strong at the back. So
who have you got?
That's because you started picking your draft. You started with defenders and goalkeepers, didn't you?
Because if you remember, I was the last of the 7 or 8 to pick. And so the top strikers that I wanted, Neymar, Messi, De Bruyne was gone. They're all gone. So I thought I'm going to go for the strongest players points-wise as I see it. So I got... Kurzawa was my first pick, the PSG defender.
Kurzawa.
He got 51 points, I think, in the Champions League so far.
Do you know, I think there's some merit in this, Mitch, because first legs of a two-legged affair are going to be quite defensive, aren't they? Mm. Sides aren't going to want to give away. If an away team can keep a clean sheet, they've got a cracking chance, haven't they?
Well, they have, but they're away at Real Madrid. You've got to look at the fixtures more than the group stages. They, you know, he did well because they played teams like fucking Celtic.
Yeah, but Real Madrid are not in good form.
Do you want a wager?
I think it'd be cagey affairs. Paris, yeah,
it's our first wager
of the week. Yeah, I think Paris Saint-Germain will. If you give me the draw and the win, then I'll take Paris Saint-Germain.
No, we're talking about the clean sheet. Because talking about you've chosen Kurzawa based on. Him keeping a clean sheet.
No, I didn't actually.
He's not a goal scorer.
No, I chose Kurzawa on the basis of, do I think that's a player that will score points and they will go far in the competition? That's how I chose him.
Well, that is a very salient point. Going long into the competition is a key point because it is going to be a proper fucking bun fight, isn't it, when teams start getting knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When half the teams go and we're in the quarterfinal stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the moment that that's
going to be interesting.
The moment that you see a side get knocked out, you're going to be straight in to try and replace all of the players of that team that you've got with at least some squad players of teams left in, aren't you?
The waiver order is really going to take effect, isn't it? Because I've done it the same way as I've done our league this year, which is the waiver order is in reverse to the league standings. So the person who's bottom is going to get first dibs on the next player. But you only get one, and we're all going to be lined up. So
yeah, and so for example, I've got three.
We've had this discussion before we did the draft. I've learnt so much in the last 5 minutes. This is wonderful.
So I've got, for example, I've got three Paris Saint-Germain players. And if you get a surprise, mm-hmm. well, not a surprise, if they get beaten by Real Madrid, I've backed them. I think they're going to win over two legs against Real Madrid. If they don't, I'm fucked, because I've then got three players from Paris Saint-Germain that I've got to replace somehow.
You've also got two players from Real Madrid, so you're fucked either way, aren't you?
I definitely didn't pick players from the same leg. I picked one team in each of the eight matches. Each of the eight matches that I thought would win and didn't pick against them.
Which is that's good thinking. But, I mean, you know, you're banking on your predictions being correct, which...
Yeah, I've gone PSG, I've got four players.
We've all fallen foul of that this season.
Three players from Man City. I can't see Man City losing. I've got two Spurs players. I can't see Spurs losing against Juve. And then, you know, odds and sods then.
Were Juve finalists last year?
Yeah, the world-renowned Juve.
Spurs should brush them aside.
But Spurs looked so good before Christmas in the Champions League.
Well, they can do, but yeah.
It's all coming up. It's exciting.
Who knows?
I think it's cool. It could go anywhere. It could go anywhere. It's great.
It's very exciting. It's great.
The Champions.
I will definitely have heightened interest in every game.
For anyone that's interested, we ought to tell them where we're playing it. So we're still playing this at Draft Fantasy, but it's a different URL for this. So it's https://.
Don't think you need that bit, mate.
Why not?
Don't say https.
No one has ever in the history of the web said https.
Well...
://
Penis whistle.
God.
Isn't, though?
It's just ucl.draftfantasyfootball.co.uk. There you go.
But I was thinking that some websites are just HTTP without the S, aren't they?
It's pretty fucking interesting. I know that much.
Well, just trying to be accurate.
Exhilarating chat, Mitch.
Oh, yeah, ucl.draftfantasyfootball.co.uk. Yeah, go there.
Yeah.
How are we getting on in the Draft Fantasy League? I can see that you're still top, Jay.
Still hanging on, aren't I?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
So you've got a 15-point gap, and then it's another sort of 17 points down to John in third, so Dan second. Then another 15 or so points down to me in fourth. And then Mitch, you've been flying. You had a good game week before... Week before, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been doing not too bad. So, I mean, I feel like I'm still just about in touch.
You're less than 100 points behind John. It's obviously harder to make up ground in draft because there's no captains. So that's not so much of a factor. But I think you can still do it.
I disagree. I don't think it is harder. We've seen the gap. We've seen the gap open and the gap close. I mean, he's scored 76 points. Two players, the three players above him went 35, 48, 42. So he's pulled 30 points up on most of those, 40 points on you. You don't see that happening in FPL because we've all got the same fucking players.
But then I followed that with a 22-point game week, which was bloody hopeless. So Laporte didn't play. Mahrez, Christ knows where he's got to. He's in such good form and now he's thrown his toys out of the pram. He's disappeared.
Is he going to come back? He's got to come back, hasn't he? You can't just be childish, Odemwingie-esque.
Yeah, I don't know. I got rid of him in my FPL side.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of him in FPL, but in draft, you're loath to, aren't you? Because someone else is going to pick him up and then he'll score a hat-trick.
Yeah, probably.
But it's also who you trade him in for. There's no decent players left, really. But yeah, even if they're available and they score a few points, it's better than a zero, isn't it? That's the challenge of draft, which is why I like it, I guess.
I tell you what, I'll give you Delph for him. You want Delph from Man City? Plays at the back, but he's a midfielder.
Midfielder playing as a left back. Ideal combination.
Hey, yeah, 15 points clear at the top of the Premier League.
I've already got four Man City players.
He doesn't get clean sheet points though. It's one.
Sharp. wanker.
I've gone for Kennedy, by the way.
Lovely.
Who I hope is going to be a good. That's going to be a good shout. Still haven't quite nailed down my front three. changes drastically nearly every week.
Every week I see at least two transfers in your forward line.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I've now got J-Rod, Kennedy, and Delafeu. So, all in decent form.
I tell you who's keeping my side afloat. It's Doucouré. Honestly, yeah. Without him in the last six game weeks, I'd have been goosed. And they're in free fall.
Are they? You're not mentioned it.
They're not anymore.
It is a fascinating season, isn't it? So you look at Watford, who were in free fall. They're now in 11th place. It's still so close down there at the bottom that it still could literally go anywhere.
Crazy. Yeah. How are you feeling about Swansea's prospects now, Baco?
Yeah, feeling great. We're unbeaten in what, seven? We've got Notts County tonight.
A lot better, isn't it?
I've already seen that we were 2-0 up after half an hour. So unbeaten in
eight. Who scored for you, mate?
I don't know. I literally just switched it on the telly quickly on mute so that I didn't
interrupt this. One of the IUs, I wager.
Yeah, one of the IUs, let's hope.
Oh, you're 4-1 up.
4-1, there you go, you see? Brilliant.
4-1 up at half-time. Abraham hat-trick.
Is it?
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, no, it was a +3. Abraham 2, Dyer 2.
Legends. Absolute legends. No, we're flying. I think we'll be absolutely fine. And we've got a great run of five or six games coming up now. So we're Brighton, Burnley, Huddersfield, Southampton, all in the next five or six. So the fact that we've beaten, you know, Arsenal, it's just fantastic for our season. We're flying. We'll be fine. And I know Bonnie and Fur are out for the season.
Which team, do you know which team has got the worst form in the league?
Everton?
Huddersfield.
Correct, Huddersfield, five losses on the bounce. So that's a good fixture for you, Baco.
Yeah, absolutely. We got them in 3 weeks' time, I think.
They did so well at the start of the season.
They were my pick when we spoke to Stuart a few weeks ago. They were my pick to go down. They were up in about 11th or 12th at the time, but they were looking shit and they'd lost, I think, two at that point.
Yeah, they're fucked, aren't they? Can we preview game week 27? Because I need some advice off of you, John. I've had a look at the fantastic Fantasy Football First.
Sorry, you don't need any advice from me, Baco? Just asking.
I might do it a minute if I make it up. I am going to bring in a Liverpool defender.
Okay. What's your budget?
Otamendi, 6 million.
You're going to get rid, are you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then you can have any which one you want.
I can imagine.
Joe
is
Gomez
it Alexander
is out,
Arnold?
So yeah, I was just going to say Joe Gomez and Alexander Arnold have been sort of swapping in and out. He's rotating them around, but Alexander Arnold was very impressive against Spurs. He was bombing down that right hand side and getting lots of good balls in, really good balls in, finding Salah quite often.
The rotation worries me. Is that still going on?
I don't honestly know what the prognosis is for Joe Gomez and how.
Because he played Robertson on Sunday, didn't he?
Well, he's left-sided, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got you.
He seems to have nailed down the left side.
Why do you want rid of Otamendi, Baco?
I've had enough of him, mate. He can't keep scoring, and Man City haven't kept a clean sheet in a while. So, that's it. He's had enough. £6 million wasted.
And you think Liverpool have got better prospects of clean sheets?
Yeah, no, I know it sounds strange and entirely counterproductive.
It doesn't sound strange. It sounds absurd.
But well, have you looked at the fixtures, though?
Yeah, exactly. In the next six games, they've got FDR 1s and 2s coming out of their arse, and their only hard game is Man United away.
Whereas City have got Leicester, Arsenal, Chelsea in the next three, which I don't see them, to be honest, struggling against anyone in the league really at the moment. But if you are that way inclined, those are three fixtures to avoid, maybe.
If you've got a target of top 100,000 in the world, mate, you've got to look at these sorts of things.
Well, also, you need to have different players. That's what we've talked about.
Yeah.
Otamendi's owned by 31% of players. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, go different. But no, I mean, Van Dijk is the obvious choice, I would say, Baco.
Yeah.
He's the obvious choice because he gets up for every corner.
I thought he was unlucky with a penalty against Kane.
Yeah, I did as well. I did. I mean, it was a penalty, you'd have to say, I think.
It was blindsided a bit, though, wasn't it?
Completely blindsided, yeah. I mean, he was swinging his leg to clear the ball, and you know, the player just, like you say, appeared from his blind side. And whether that was tactical or not, I don't know. What do you think?
If you cost £75 million, you don't have a blind side.
I think Kane was cheating.
360-degree vision, like a fucking owl.
Correct.
I think Kane was cheating. Oh, another problem I've got is...
So do I.
I brought Pogba in a couple of weeks back, and just to try and get a differential, because he's owned by something like 7, 8%, but...
15.
I've just been, yeah, okay, but I've been stupid. He's going. So I've got two free transfers this week, so... Pogba and Otamendi are out. Liverpool defender in. Who should I bring in midfield?
What does that leave your budget? Just the Pogba money?
Yeah, I've probably got about 9 million.
Might you want to spend more in defence, bring in your man Della Foya from Watford?
Yeah, keep a bit in the bank. I like it. Watford's right, games
if I bring
reasonable.
Up midfielders and I sort by form, which is my favourite one.
Sterling?
You've got Sterling there at 9, although he's not in great form. He's way down. He's on, his form value is 4.8. I would say, roughly looking at it, he's about 20 or so down the list.
Mm-hmm. Who have I got for less than 9 million?
Ericsson at 9.2.
No.
Ramsey at 7 is probably worth a look.
Yeah, Arsenal have got Spurs and Man City in the next two. Wrong time to bring in him.
Take a punt on Aubameyang?
I don't think he's a midfielder.
He's a striker, though, mate, yeah.
That's why I don't ask you for advice, fuckwit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sam Clucas, Baco.
I know, legend, the ginger legend.
He's up there. He's about 10th.
I'm definitely not bringing Clucas in.
Save yourself some money.
I know most people have only seen him score 2 goals this season, but I've had the pleasure of watching him for about 500 minutes, and he's shit.
Right. fair enough. What about Walcott? 7.3.
Yeah, Walcott. I was yes.
What are their fixtures like?
Let's have a little look. Palace, ooh, Watford, Burnley, Brighton, Stoke.
Look no further. Sea of green.
Walcott, easy money.
There you go. And you've got a couple of million to spend the following week.
Beautiful.
Happy days.
I think I'll maybe do the Firmino Aguero if the fixtures are right. Swap.
I bought in Giroud.
How did that go for you? He's lost. In the last week, he's lost to Swansea, Bournemouth and Watford.
Well, I don't think that's fair to say he's lost.
Yeah.
How many minutes has he featured in each of those games?
He did come off the bench for 3 minutes against the Swans.
Oh, did you see the little fact about him in last game week? It was that it was a bit silly, but he's the only player to have appeared on the same episode of Match of the Day playing for two different sides.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah, very good. just as an aside, because I'd quite like to get to your trivia answers in a minute, Wayne. But I did see when we were doing the Champions League draft last night, and I was looking for midfielders, and I was sorting, I don't know if you noticed this, I was sorting by most assists. Who do you think scored the most assists in the group stages in the Champions League?
I think I know.
Team or player?
Player. Which player scored the most? Got the most assists?
So I think I know. If you remember, we had a conversation when you were up here the other weekend, Jay, and I was trying to...
You do know, because I think
no,
I told you.
No, I think I was trying to... I'd seen the stats. So anyway, I think it was Son Heung-min.
No, it wasn't Son.
Oh.
Ericsson?
No, you're right to be going for an English club, though.
De Bruyne?
Nope.
It's someone May unusual,
it's
isn't
quite,
it?
It's quite unexpected. I'll tell you because you'll be there all day guessing it. James Milner.
I would have been there all night.
James Milner.
He'd be good in nets. Liverpool 5. Should put him in nets. He's so
that,
keen.
All those players, all those Champions League stars, your number, and I think he was the only player with 5 assists.
And just on that, for anyone that follows us on Twitter or is on Twitter, do follow the boring James Milner Twitter feed. It's wonderful.
Should we get these trivia answers, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Remind us of the question, Mitch.
I shall remind you of the question when I'm back on the right page of the internet.
I'm amazed it's only 6. You sure that's the complete list, Wayne?
As with all football knowledge of mine, I'm never quite sure.
Where have you got it from?
Guardian.
Okay.
Well, I can't find it, so I'm going to have to go with my wits.
So you can't find the answers to your own question?
Well, no, because I had it on my phone, and my phone is turned off, so it doesn't interfere with this recording.
Oh, for fuck's sake, turn it back on.
Well, I know what they are. I know the answers.
How could I have ever doubted you?
Yeah, right, here you go. Listen, the question is, there are six Davids that have won the Premier League. Who are they? And there's also one kind of dodgy wild card one that kind of did, kind of didn't. So there you go. Who are the six Davids?
I'm going to
start with Baco.
Batty for Blackburn.
Incorrect, but he is the wild card.
Oh.
So he, I think it was actually for, it was for Blackburn. You're right, it was for Blackburn.
Because he was transferred in or
no,
out?
No, he was injured and he only played 5 games in the season and he declined a medal because he said he didn't deserve it.
Huh, fair enough. How noble.
Yeah.
How rare. Lovely. Yeah.
So, good one. So he was the wild card. So there's six others who definitely have won.
Oh, okay. David Beckham.
Correct.
David De Gea.
Correct.
David Luiz.
I'm not sure he was on my list. No.
No?
He's definitely won the Premier League.
Has he?
Fucking won it last year, Mitch.
I had better find this page and I better turn my phone back on. Hold on.
Pretty sure he won it last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, maybe the question is from before he won it.
Oh, God. That makes it a bit shit, doesn't it? What's the age of the article, of the question?
Yeah.
2006.
2014.
2014, you bellend. Oh, my God. Jesus. Classic. Okay, well, I think you're going to have to give me David Luiz.
Yeah.
Baco?
David May, centre-half for Man United.
Yes.
Correct.
I had him. Did David Dunn win it for Blackburn? Was he playing then?
Is his name David?
Not on my list.
Yeah, David Dunn, definitely. Great player.
David Seaman.
Correct, David Seaman.
Boom.
I don't have any more.
I haven't got any more either. What have we missed, Mitch?
David Silva.
Oh, of course.
And one other, old school. Who will he have won it with?
Give us some clues. Let's see if we can get to it rather than just telling us.
He was an England player of some repute. Captain for a period of time. Took us to a quarter final.
England captain?
Yeah. Pretty sure he was
captain. Oh, Platty.
Platt, David Platt. Yeah.
Of course.
He won it with Arsenal.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I do have an admission to make, chaps and listeners. I've just looked at the age of the trivia that I'm looking at, and it is actually from 2014. So if anyone knows of any, and I had to let John have David Luiz because he clearly won it last year. If anyone knows of any other Davids that have won the Premier League since 2014, then please do let us know.
For legal reasons, if any other Davids who have actually won the Premier League would like to contact Wayne to protest the accuracy of this question, please write in.
I think what would help, though, John, is if I prepare my trivia more than 6 minutes before the start of recording next time around.
I think that probably would be a good idea.
Would pay dividends.
You want me to take the blame, don't you?
Yeah, because
for asking you
landed
to do it
on
right
me.
Before
yep. I'm a corporate beast. Blame someone else.
But in my counter defence, I'm pretty sure you offered this David's question to us before the last show.
Yes, I did, and I hadn't checked its veracity
time,
then
mate.
Either.
So, after all the facts are out, we can conclude that you are a cunt. Yes. Yeah.
How about David James? Has he ever won it with anyone? He's played for that many clubs.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Don't think so.
Oh, Christ, we're 6-1 up after 58 minutes.
Nice.
This could get very messy.
Two championship sides slugging it out. Good to see.
That's going to elite two, you prick.
I didn't know who. I thought you were... Who are you playing? Notts County, okay.
What is it? FA Cup?
FA Cup replay, yeah. Oh, we haven't talked about the blank game weeks coming up in 31 and 35.
Yeah,
maybe one for next week.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
We're already going long. We do need to quickly announce January's Manager of the Month in the Fantasy Football Noise.
Of course we do.
Mini League. It was... Well, should we do top five?
Yeah, let's do top five. Now, the ones with a little dash next to them, they don't count, do they?
Not eligible, yes, correct.
Okay, so they have to have a circle or an arrow.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, if we do it in reverse...
We've got to go down to seventh.
Yeah, so because Matt Peake didn't join until midway through January.
Peake
is
only halfway in.
Yeah, so Chris Colley would be January's fifth best manager with 248.
Nice.
Well done, Colley. I think Lois Saunders was ineligible, was she as well? She was a January joiner, I believe.
No, I think December she was out.
She was December, was she? Okay, well, she's in there as well. Well done. FPL Az on 256. Friend of the show, Stairsy, in at second on 258
for the month. He keeps changing his name, cheeky beast. He's Cote de Leboeuf.
How do you change your name?
Cote de Leboeuf. What was his name before? I didn't know you could do that.
Messy Dormer. And then the other week it was... It was something like... What was it the other week? I don't know. Some other food name. Pâté de foie gras or something like that.
Brilliant. He has got some spare time on his hands, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Particularly active job. But anyway, the winner for the month... is Paul Gabb. Congratulations, sir, on 262 points.
Good work, Paul.
Paul Gabb, who is not Gary Glitter.
Do you know who he is? Does any of you know him?
No.
Okay. Shall we speculate what he's like?
Yeah.
Do you think he's got a beard?
I think he's probably in his... I'd say he's in his mid-40s.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yes.
Has he got eyebrows?
Yeah. I suspect he's a man. When he goes on holiday, he wears a like a Jesus sandal.
With socks?
No, not socks. He's not an idiot. Just a Jesus sandal.
Just one?
He likes the...
A Jesus sandal singular.
Because he's only got one leg.
Right.
So does that mean we need to get Gabbo on next week?
I think we should try.
Yeah, let's get Gabbo on.
Very briefly,
Mitch,
let's do it.
Yeah, perfect.
Get onto it. Let's see if he wears the Jesus sandal.
Let's get Gabbo on. Marvellous. And how's it standing for February so far?
I'm fourth. Fuck you two.
Oof. We might have to get Baco on, Mitch.
Oh, God, he's fucking tedious.
Mark Masters is there in third. Your workmate Ian Grant in second.
Yeah.
And Roger Valhammer back in form in fifth.
And Paul Williams. Who is this Paul Williams? Do either of you know Paul?
Don't know Paul Williams, no.
There we go.
Quite a lot of new names, aren't there? It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
And speaking of new names, we want some new names on Twitter as well. We are up to something like 670 followers, I think. So do remember, whoever's the 700th follower gets a free Fantasy Football Noise mug. And then I will also select one of the 600 to 700th followers for another free Fantasy Football Noise mug too. Follow us at fantasy_noise.
Everyone loves one of those mugs. They are wonderful. Lovely. All right, chaps. Well, I think we're pretty much pushed for time. So, is there any other business?
I don't think so, mate.
Meeting,
it's not a fucking
cock.
Meeting.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Could have started with some health and safety
messages.
Maybe
next week you can come with an agenda next week.
Well, it would be more preparation than any of us have done.
Right, well, I'll just wrap the show up by saying, fuck the pair of you.
Great show, though, Jay. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Lovely. Well, until next time, all the best.
Cue the music.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.